Well, what are your feelings towards Richard Nixon and the government's role? Did you think that they were looking out for y'all's best interest?
Well, you take a person like myself. Now, I was just a private in the Army. I was a light weapons infantry, and I had a serial number. That's all I was to them. To Nixon, I tell you what, if they'd have took old Ho Chi Minh and Nixon and throwed them out there in the jungle and let them two fight, it'd have been a lot shorter fight and wouldn't have been near as bad.
Uh-huh.
And it wouldn't have been near as quick to do some fight. Well, if they had to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we wasn't nothing but just numbers. That's all we were. When somebody get killed, they'd stick a dog tag to their teeth, kick them on the chin, and put them in a bag and send that number back to the States. Mm-hmm. You know. And leave the rest of the numbers over. They didn't give a flip about us. Well, look at Nixon. Where's he at now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's crooked.
Mm-hmm.
They done proved that on him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get into politics. You know, everybody knows what politics is.
It's kind of seems kind of dangerous that they have that much power over people.
Yeah.
You know, people
yeah.
just like everybody else.
Well, you take just like your president now. I don't know what we'll do if we have to have another war with him, the commander in chief. I wonder if he's gonna go to Canada when this one breaks out. You know.
Yeah. What were you doing when you received word that you were being sent home from Vietnam?
I don't know, because I counted the days down. I really didn't, it didn't just come on me all of a sudden. I knew when my zero date, about every day I'd mark one off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why were you released?
Because I'd fulfilled my duties, what they told me to do.
Well, how did you feel upon hearing the news that you were going home?
Great, great. And I don't think I ever really felt good till I landed in the United States, and then when we got off the train, off our plane in San Francisco, and that bunch of hippies is out there, which is supposed to be, half of them was probably supposed to have been over there. Yeah, and they were hollering at us and everything. But they had a big fence between us, big chain link fence. They wouldn't let us, we'd have beat too far out of them if we could have got to them.
Yeah.
But when we come through customs and come out, you didn't see none. They were, 'cause we went around there to see about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they was all gone. Of course, there's several hundred of us on that airplane been over there busting their chops to
keep them safe.
Well, you know, then you do that, and then you come back and you look and see who you. Of course, I wasn't fighting for them hippies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was fighting for the people back here in Alexandria and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good people. Them hippies, they, I don't know, they're a funny bunch of people. I think the biggest reason. Most of them was hippies so they could smoke dope and stuff, you know,
yeah.
And drink and have a good time.
It's probably that way a lot today, too.
Well, I guess it is. I don't know.
Okay, so when you returned home, it felt good to be back, and you didn't. Did you feel that the attitude of the American people was as it should be?
Well, back when I got back home, it was, but, you know, some of them, like I said, I call them hippies. They might not have been. They might have been some kind of movement or something. I don't keep up with that. It looked like hippies to me, you know. And their attitude sucked. But, you know, when I got back home, everything was fine. You know, everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, treated me good and everything.
Did it take you some time to adjust back to a normal way of life after being there for 2 years?
Well, of course it does. You know, these things that happen to you over there that you will never forget. You know, you try to forget them, but you mm-hmm. won't forget them.
So, it still affects your life today?
Yeah, sometimes it does. Yeah, I think it affects me sometimes when I get in an argument with somebody. More than any time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, how has your time in Vietnam influenced your feelings on war? And has it changed your feelings towards fighting for your country?
No, it ain't changed my feelings towards fighting for my country. It's just, I don't know, the world's kind of got screwed up now, and some people really don't think. You know, you got so many people that's against war and so many people that's far war, and then you got some, a lot of people that's just kind of in between, you know. They don't really take a side. They just kind of, like, you got people that's, now it's saying that gay is all right, you know. Gay ain't all right. Don't care what nobody says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just getting too loose. They're making everything, I don't know, I guess what you'd call it, too liberal or whatever.
No rules.
Yeah, no. Each person has got to do his own. You got to have your own rules and regulations. You know, and then it. No, I'd go fight again if I had to. You know, ain't no problem about that. And anybody that won't, then instead of letting them go to Canada, like Jimmy Carter, you know, a bunch of people that's in my age group that were going to be drafted. You know, they burnt their draft cards. Y'all all studied that and know about that and everything. And went to Canada. Well, our president, Jimmy Carter, which is a southern president, come from the state of Georgia, he give all them people amnesty back to the United States. Boy, that's just like taking your fist and hitting me in the nose, because that ain't right. And I don't think any of the presidents have made an issue on the guys that really was in there doing the fighting. They make more of an issue out of the hippies. You see them on the news, mm-hmm. and the burning your draft card and stuff like that than you do the guys that really went and, you know, what you'd say, defended our country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when your country gets to where that, you know, they gonna, it's kind of like, you know, the long time ago, Bonnie and Clyde and Jesse and Jane, they were just ruthless killers. Nowadays, they're heroes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people make heroes. And all they done was kill people. Just rob banks and kill people. And the movies and the theaters and stuff and the paper news and stuff has made heroes out of them, and they're not. They're just ruthless killers. And it's kind of the same way of people that, you know, people that burnt their draft cards, dodged the draft, and wouldn't go and do what the guys that were trying to do what they were supposed to do, then they get the same privileges, same, and, you know, I have never received anything from going in outside of my own self-satisfaction, you know, that I went and defended my country. And I don't want anything else, you know. I mean, I don't want anything else, but it kind of gripes my tail that they, you know, these people that didn't go do it, which I thought I had to, or I was going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these guys, they just let them go up there in Canada for a few years and then pat them on the back, just come on back. Now, that was Jimmy Carter, doesn't it?
I can understand how that would make you feel
bad. Then one of them, you know, one of the guys that went off, burned his draft card and stuff, and then we got him as the president of our United States now, you know. It just don't seem right to me, you know. Of course, you know, the people rule, that's where, you know, if the people wants to, you know, have a society like that, then that's one we're going to have. Majority rule. But still, you're not going to make me believe it.
So do you feel that you know, Vietnam veterans receive the same honor that other veterans from other wars have, even today? Or
yeah, I mean, how many
World
people?
War Two.
Well, in World War Two, I got an uncle lives right out, you know, Dick Kirby. And he got half his shoulder blowed off. He receives, you know, about $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and got a steel plate in his shoulder and everything. He's a World War II veteran. He stayed over there a couple of years and fought and everything. And then he come on back to home after it's all over with, and the government's giving him about $300 or $400 a month, you know. It's something that's, you know, and people like Dick Kirby, he accepts that fact. That was part of what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just like me, I went to Vietnam. Of course, I got wounded a couple of times, but nothing bad. And, you know, I've never have been recognized. I never have been anything, you know, specially done for them. Yeah, I take that back. I went to school one time on the GI Bill. I went to college. And that's the only thing that I reckon that I've ever, and that's the only thing I reckon I've ever gained out of it. I don't think they have. They got some veteran programs, but that, you know, they're not. I've been to these VA hospitals and stuff visiting people.
Uh-huh.
And it's pathetic how they let the veterans, I'm talking about people that were in the war and lost of limbs and lost of legs and lost of sight and lost their mind. Some of them's vegetables that were over there fighting, and we just let them lay in them beds and half staffed and everything, and they just pitiful. If anybody never has been to a VA hospital, they need to go. Because them guys that got wounded over there, that if their folks wasn't wealthy enough to take care of them, you know, then go to one in VA hospitals.
They still have people in VA hospitals?
Oh, man, yeah. The VA
from Vietnam?
Yeah, still got them. And I got some people that just, and they had a lot of people in Vietnam that came out of Vietnam mental cases. I mean, I've got some friends of mine that live right here in this community that is mentally defected on account of Vietnam. And I reckon affects everybody too. I know it has affected me and sometimes, because, you know, a lot of times when I got the first 8 or 10 years I was back, I'd wake up a lot of times in the night, you know, with I don't know what you'd call it, flashbacks or bad dreams and stuff, you know.
Cold sweat.
Yeah, and I still do occasionally, not now as much as I did, but it makes a fella take a different look at things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sit around a lot of times and hear people talk about Vietnam and stuff and what all they done over there and this and that and other. And half of the people you listen to is lying. They just building more stories. They're not, they not telling exactly what happened. I know we had one guy, he was going to kill everybody over there when he got there. 2 weeks into Vietnam, they sent him home on the Section 8. He was crazy as a bat. He just went into
it. Just couldn't handle it?
Yeah, he went to crying and, you know, he just went to peace. Couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard a lot of them talk about being not being scared. If he wasn't where I was at, because if he wasn't scared, if anybody in my outfit wasn't scared, you better watch him, because there's something bad mentally wrong.
Yeah. Can imagine. Did y'all gain any kind of, I mean, did y'all hate the people you were fighting against, like the Vietnamese? Did you?
Oh, yeah. We hated them, you know. I mean, how you going to fight somebody you don't?
I mean, the longer you were there,
The
more you disliked them. Is that
more,
how?
Yeah, because you take those people over there in Vietnam, I didn't even know none of them, so how could I hate them? But when I got there, they started shooting at me. That made me hate them.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine.
You know, and it's, I don't know, it's, you can't explain. I mean, it's hard to really explain what really took effect, you know, how it affected people. I'm sure it affected different guys in different ways. And I know people that was in my outfit, you know, some of them would take it different, you know, than what, you know, I would. And some of them, I don't know, I guess each individual kind of had his own little world while it was over there, you know. And after we got over there and got to fighting with them people, then the only thing I had on my mind was just surviving.
Getting home.